Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in virtual company of Jess Hall, director of photography for WandaVision screening on Disney Plus.
I was curious. I was reading the production notes and it said that you had to use 47 lenses to create 7 different periods. So, but I was curious to understand, how did you find the balance between, you know, the typical elements of the 7 different periods and the references to TV and sitcoms from those periods?
There's a lot of answers to that. I mean, I think the lenses, to start with that, yeah, it was 47. I actually was counting them yesterday. It might have even been a couple more. But, you know, I knew that I couldn't, with the lenses, have like a different set for every period, because then it would have been like 147. So I had to kind of, in a way, group them into 3 different groups. So I tried to find some commonality between like the 50s to the 70s and use one set for that. And then some commonality between the, you know, 80s to 2000s and then another set for that. And then, you know, really moving into the MCU kind of the modern look, I went to the lenses that were used for Avengers Infinity War and Endgame. So there was basically 3 sets of lenses spread across 7 looks. So they each had to accommodate, you know, a couple. And that was just a practical, you know, practical decision, really. But then the second part of the question is more about building the reference in relation to what we actually photographed, which, you know, it was I would describe it as a very detailed analysis of original material mixed with a kind of my own, you know, our own aesthetic kind of sensibility and what we thought was appropriate for the narrative. So we did kind of really analyze a lot of the original shows very carefully, looking at, you know, not only the kind of camera work, but also the lighting and the, you know, the editing style, the performance style, everything. And that was broken down into a bunch of different kind of, you know, documents, and also, you know, reading books, you know, historical books about how they actually shot these shows. And also drawing on the director's experience, because Matt Shackman was actually a child actor in sitcoms. So he had first-hand experience of how these shows were shot. So he did a thing called Sitcom Boot Camp, where he kind of taught us all the language of sitcoms, you know, because we weren't all so familiar with that. You know, I come more from a feature background. So it was a big learning curve. And, you know, looking at the original shows, the history of them, looking at archive shots of how the sets were kind of built and constructed and lit, all of that really, and all just fed into this kind of melee of, you know, part original, part kind of, you know, our own thing. So we'll create something new out of that, really.
You were talking about the books and the research you did to dive into these time periods, but what was the most surprising thing for you, and which of the time periods was the hardest one for you to reproduce?
I think the hardest ones for me were the earlier episodes. I think particularly sort of 1, 2, and 3, because they were shot on film. You know, and the whole workflow for the kind of platform of Disney Plus is extremely high level. Like, we're working in 4K HDR, which is actually a higher level mastering than the movies did. You know, they actually did a conversion to HDR normally as their workflow, but part of our original workflow was, you know, lighting and shooting for 4K HDR. So we're starting with this incredibly sophisticated end product as our target, but then we're kind of replicating this incredibly degraded, you know, soft film look. And so it's kind of mashing these two technologies together was a real challenge. And it had to sort of, you know, it was multiple levels that had to work on. You know, it was a combination of, you know, set design, lighting, you know, lensing, color science within the camera, all these different things that I had to do to achieve that. And I think that did make the first 3 episodes harder. Because once you sort of moved into kind of video, at least just sort of starting with a digital platform, there's sort of more commonality there. But I'd say the hardest episode for me was episode 3, because it's early color film. And when I look to the reference for that, you know, it's just so specific, like what's happening with the emulsion, with the photochemical process, with that early color work. You get these kind of really specific color tones. You get kind of a very specific palette. You get this kind of cross bleed of, you know, the photochemical process, you know, with colors seeping into one another. And it was really a very difficult look to emulate digitally. And there was a lot of work that was done there where I kind of took original stills from the period and I analyzed the color values, the RGB values, and then I built a kind of 20 color palette out of those RGB values and shared those across the art department and the wardrobe so we could actually like really isolate the colors in every department and kind of replicate this color palette. And then kind of trying to replicate the lighting. I used period lighting fixtures as much as possible. But still I had to kind of add lighting gels to the period lights to kind of make them, you know, look right and to get the color balance of these kind of strange peachy kind of technicolor skin tones. And, you know, and then we talked about the lensing a little bit with Kiara, but, you know, we custom made lenses for that, for the series one set of lenses, which do episode 1, 2, and 3 were, you know, were a new lens assembly that were kind of custom designed to have these specific period characteristics of, you know, softness and the halation and the highlights and all of that. So, yeah, it was a pretty involved process, especially for those first three episodes.
How was to work with Marvel on such an experiment? And were you allowed to bring your own style?
I mean, I think the show is sort of testament to the amount of, you know, creative freedom that they gave us because, you know, every episode looks completely different. Every episode sort of embraces, like, you know, the period. And, yeah, I was it was really, for me, like a very creative experience. And I found that I had a lot of support from the creative team at Marvel, whether it was sort of technological support or kind of conceptual support. And actually the attitude was really about, you know, facilitating the creative choices. And it's an amazing kind of, you know, infrastructure to do that with because of their experience, you know, with producing these huge products in terms of like the visual effects and all the rest of it. There's a great infrastructure there to kind of fall back on. So when you really want to push technology, you have this amazing team of collaborators, like, you know, people like Evan Jacobs, who, you know, is the finishing, I think he's done every Marvel movie, and, you know, several others who can bring a lot of expertise to these really complicated technical problems. And, you know, they were really, you know, collaborators, and they were there to help us, you know, get the best product. So it was a really great experience.
I was wondering, in order to obtain continuity, what were the elements that for you had to always be there, that you had to always keep in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good question because a lot of people have focused on the kind of individuality of these episodes. And I've always sort of said, to me, I always saw it as a series. I mean, this was like a great opportunity for me because it was like I was shooting like a 6.5-hour movie, really. And it had to work as kind of as one piece, you know, as well as individual pieces. So one of the things that I was always doing was kind of thinking how things would sit against each other, because there's also intercutting between the periods, you know. So it was kind of a question of like balance, I think, a lot of the time of like, you know, if I put this episode into kind of deep color saturation and kind of, you know, this kind of lensing, how is it going to sit against this episode? How is it going to contrast? But what's also the kind of common element? And I think really the thing that I held on to, which for me is always probably the most important thing, is the actors' faces. You know, it's really like, I think, you know, it's kind of a love story, you know. And I knew kind of as an audience, you had to kind of fall in love with Elizabeth Olsen and you had to kind of like be moved by the relationship between her and Vision, which is, you know, you see that very early on in the other movies. I mean, it's kind of what attracted me to the project originally was some of the scenes between them in the Avengers movies, I think, are some of the most emotional scenes in those movies. And they're such great dramatic actors that to me, it always became like, you know, what is, you know, where is Lizzie's close-up going to come in the sequence? You know, how is she going to be lit? How is that going to kind of like resonate with, you know, her close-ups in another episode? And getting to the kind of point of like kind of empathy, really, the kind of human element, I think. Is to me like what I always have kind of in the back of my mind, and also when structuring the kind of the shot sequence.
There's this tremendous sequence at the end of episode 7 when Wanda goes down to the basement. Could you walk us through the particularities of creating that tone, visually speaking?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really tricky transition because you actually come from kind of sitcom, you know, you're coming from kind of, you know, this kind of fairly kind of high key video kind of 2000s era. And we had to kind of lace that transition down into that basement. And it was always a difficult one to do. And there were several conversations about how we did that and aspect ratio, even whether, you know, what aspect ratio we were in. So it was definitely one of the more challenging kind of threads to kind of run. So I knew that in that, the good thing for me was the house where the scene starts, really, with her and Agatha, is sort of, it's already has this kind of dark wood. So I was able to kind of like slightly move towards this kind of slightly more cinematic type of lighting, even though we were semi in the kind of sitcom world. It became sort of more lit through the windows and a little more kind of dramatic. And it had a lot of this dark wood, so it kind of fell off. But then there was always this idea of like going down, you know, and as you go down, it just gets darker. And so that's really sort of what I held on to, was kind of, you know, the upstairs interiors, kind of making them a little bit moody, but kind of as soon as you hit the staircase, it was kind of, you know, you're lit by practicals. And I guess I'd been waiting to kind of unleash my cinematic lighting for the entire series. So it was a kind of, okay, now I can kind of go for it, you know. And there's some amazing sequences in some of the Scarlet Witch comics where she sort of travels along the kind of timeline, which kind of reminded me a little bit of kind of that journey down. So I went for kind of more saturated colors. And the set was very interesting. It was kind of symmetrical and didn't really leave a lot of lighting opportunities. So I had to kind of hide a lot of lights and, you know, use the kind of these little, we designed these little round windows sort of high up, that the idea was, you know, all the light was coming from kind of, you know, above. So we had this light kind of penetrating through these small round windows that Mark Worthington put in the set. And it was a really tricky set to light. And it was definitely on the edge of kind of acceptability in terms of darkness, I felt, in terms of what we'd done before. And but it was really enjoyable to come up with a color palette for that and a kind of lighting design.
And we've been talking to Jess Hall, director of photography for WandaVision, the Disney Plus series. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.